I don't come to talk or to reason. I come to cut down the wicked, sent from the Almighty. I bring fire and rain, floods and pestilence. Your hate has no place, you have no say anymore. You cannot run or hide anymore. All the fish in the sea, of humanity, the earth is blessed. I come in the name of Almighty God. I'm brighter than a billion suns. I come to slay.
Greetings in the name of the Most High. Struggles. A lot of people are struggling with a lot of different things, but mainly it's the overwhelming, truth that you live in a simulation, you know, that they're like 10 years ahead of you. And, you know, it's hard. Times like this is when they show that, where you can see it. You go, gosh, I have no power whatsoever. Because it's already been rolled out before you, you know, in time. There's been evidence of the Mandela effect and other things, but I mean, it's been rolled out before you in time so you could see the, you know, like I can see the events coming one after the other. And people say, I don't want that. I want to pray against it. And I go, okay, you know, but they come anyway. You know, exactly what I saw comes more than, you know, we pray to mitigate, but we pray for God to lead us more. I mean, if this is his plan, then, you know, we're not going to change that plan. Right? Can we you know, enough is enough on that timing on her barking. You know, when you're looking at this thing, to get out ahead of it, you know, you see they had the thing rolled out, then they rolled out the, you know, they tried to hide the idea that they're mRNA vaccines, and now they admit they're mRNA, and you're going to have to take it. Now they're saying, you know, mandate. They start with, well, maybe wear a mask. No, now it's solid. And now they're starting off with, well, you have to get the vaccine. You can't live without it. You know, force these old shriveled white guys vaccine on you. And you see the power that's within that. In other words, the power of money controls all these people and the governors and the mayors and all the people making the decisions, the pre-decision that was already made about the lockdown. Before these mayors and people get put in there, they have to be vetted that they will do what they're told when the time comes. You know, and even if they decide to pull the plug and kill every last person on earth, that they will go ahead and kill every last person on earth. So those are the people you have as your governors and your mayors. It was decided long before there was an election who the mayor and the governor would be. It was decided long before there was any COVID exactly what would be given to you in terms of, you know, a vaccine. You know, it can return to normal if you take this vaccine, etc. So the problem that I see that you guys are having is you're just not ahead of it. It's like you're a victim, and it's just happening to you one and then another and then another and then another and then another. And then, you know, in communism, there are no small businesses allowed. The corporate business is, you know, fascism to control the corporatocracy, and the government controlling the big businesses, the big combines, the big international corporations. That's fascism. That's called corporate fascism. And they also have a monopoly. And eventually they go down in terms of economy because they have no intention. And, well, it's on purpose that they don't feed the people. And they take away the small business, which they're doing now. So you're Eric Garcetti and you're, you know, you're, that's the mayor, but then the governor here, Lujan Grisham, and, you know, the governor of California, whatever his name is, the one in Michigan and New York, and then the others that follow suit, they've been vetted that they would, you know, that they would agree because they knew ahead of time what exactly they would be looking at. So they agreed to lock down business. They agreed to destroy small business. They agreed to force the people to become dependent on the government, then introduce the vaccine that they couldn't get food or whatever, or pay the rent or do anything or have a shelter at all, lest they take the vaccine and then they'll be able to get a government check, that sort of thing. That's classic communism. What do you think we've been fighting against all the years in the Zeff Report? Because communism is Satanism. So we fight Satanism and we say the Most High is the only way to go, because that is the sovereign plan, and those plans are beyond and above this earth. There is no contest between people go, well, there's a big spiritual battle between light and dark. Well, yeah, I guess in the short, you know, short-sightedness of it all, yes, but you got to realize with God, there is no light versus dark. There is no Satan versus God. There's just God's plan, and that plan is sovereign, and that's all there is. There isn't anything else. And it may be his plan that he battles all this out in the end, but he already knows the outcome. So when we lose sight of that, then we lose our peace. Because we feel like we're just victims, that rocks are just being thrown at us. We can't get away. We can't get a moment of rest. We can't get our mind around it because it's so overwhelming all at once. But these plans, the things happening have been in place for decades. See, and they've already been practiced, and they've already been, you know, like I say, the governor's vetted, the mayor's vetted, you know, the police vetted, the, you know, that would do to you, would, in other words, would turn on you and betray you and then have you take it. You know, have you, you know, put you in a mask, to teach you how to be compliant, to force you into a vaccine to make you compliant, to just make you a little more than a number while they go off and play in their, you know, with their billions and trillions of dollars in their country clubs and their, you know, their cotillions and their, you know, and their off-world, you know, singularities and all the rest of it. The Lord is preeminent. The reality you're in is ahead of you by, you know, at least 10 years. So you're being, it looks like you're being pummeled, but you don't live in an actual reality. So that everything you see here is not real. It's all been fabricated for this drama that's playing out. And then they remain ahead. They, who's they? Well, okay, so all your quantum computing, all your is extemporaneous outside time. All your whole alien question, UFOs, all that stuff, you know, portals, advanced technology, the occult, the secrets of the universe, masters of the universe, super soldiers, super people, super bionics, all that stuff is outside your view. But it's been around a long time, and you know, they're getting ready to come in with more, you know, more mandate. The idea is would be to, you know, get you to go against your something to break the deal of God, you know, because God saves his people. So something to make you not his people would be the goal, the plan. There's no plan just to hurt you for no reason. It's so that you will, you know, join the other side, so you will give up, so you'll, you know, you'll go, you know, it's really the ultimate Job test. But, you know, if you just understand that it's, you know, it's not fair because you're not in the same time zone they're in. So they can see things that are coming and take advantage. You can't see anything. You've got, you know, supposedly there are prophets around here that are supposed to, like, give you a heads up, but they've all been compromised. Right? They're inaccurate. Of course, I'd expect that at this time, so late in the game, as we're coming to the end of the fourth Kalpa. We're coming to the end of the Bible Age. We're coming to the end of the Dark Age of Man. We're coming to the end of the world according to the Mayan calendar, which was off by exactly 12 and a half years. So the 2025 is really kind of like the goal. And so I suppose before then, according to the Bible, there would be this great tribulation. I don't like this because she's quiet the whole time. And then she's hanging around. And the minute I sit into the mic, the barking begins. And it's just the most extraordinary, you know, irritating thing I can even think of. But I have to fight through it. How about another one of these?
You know what, Jeff, you say that story all the time, but it's just not true, babe.
She's being okay now.
She was attacking the...
Yeah, no, you know, we're a little tired getting up, you know, early because of, you know, the traumatized human. We're not, you know, completely, it's not like being callous toward it, but I just really don't want to give it a lot of energy because here's a couple of things that we have to keep in mind. One, the only person that's going to steal your joy is Satan. You know, the accuser, the evil one, the one who, you know, points the finger that you're a sinner, you're a louse. Whenever I hear the Christian saying, I'm not worthy, I'm just such an awful sinner, you know, they keep berating themselves. It's like, yeah, to give themselves an excuse to sin more. I get that. But, you know, it's the devil has their mind, right? The people that go on and on and on and on how awful they are. The devil has their mind. You know, that life is, you know, the things that I see, the things that I experience and the emotions I experience are kind of a beautiful thing. So Jesus' whole point in his teachings really seem to be just, you know, not where that the change of not having, you know, eye for an eye. And then the other part was not worrying. I'm just summing up the, you know, the summing it up kind of like too much, but I mean, I'm just crystallizing it. So not, definitely not, worrying, when you see that God takes care of everything. God favors those who trust in him. By your faith, you were set free. By your faith, you were healed. By your faith, your troubles have been lifted from you. So when you get into a mindset that, you know, you're being overwhelmed and you can't catch up and it's just fear, 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 and you're under that, you know, God can't help you because you of your own free will have decided to go there. You know, I mean, he can help you, show you the condition you're in, but it's not, you know, there's like a non-interference thing. You know, if you want to do that with your free will, you're, you know, because of beautiful, unconditional love, you're allowed to go ahead and do that. But that's what I see as suffering, when it's like, oh no, now the next thing, there it is, suddenly there's this big spike. And, you know, the PCR test, from what I understand, if you go above 35 cycles, you can find anything you want in terms of amplitude when you conduct the test after the swab or whatever, when you conduct the test with electricity. If you go beyond the 35 cycles, then of course you can find this, you can find that, you can find obviously COVID or whatever. When you're below that, it's going to be more accurate. So if you need more people in the hospital, thousand, and also when people test positive around here, they get stuck in the hospital so they can have the overwhelm of the hospital. People are dying from all kinds of things. It's all labeled as COVID. Oh, we had 3,000 deaths. Yes, it's all lies. The whole thing is lies. All lies. Everything about COVID's a lie. The elites take hydroxychloroquine, and azithromycin and zinc. Oftentimes, quercetin and zinc together with vitamin C will knock it out, take care of it. They already knew this going in because they knew this would be happening. So they've been given the cure and access to all that they want of that. So they have it, and it's, they just use it if there's an issue. Notice too how the elites are mainly the left, right? They are, you know, the elite rhino Republicans, like the Romneys of the world, those kind of people. And I noticed that those kind of people, I guess there are no, I guess there's a small cadre of Republicans that are kind of still for law and order, or still trying to, you know, I don't know, they still have their souls intact. But most have sold out to Satan when they were in their teens, even before that. You know, because it became in this country a rite of passage to become a Satanist. It was understood that you, as a, you know, young person going through education, wanting to get a better education and get it with the right people, that you would sell your soul to the devil in exchange for those, for that good, you know, path. So it became a rite of passage where people actually laugh at people that didn't have that rite of passage. When, if you go that route, you've cut yourself off from the living God, from the source of all things. You can never be free. You can never be saved. You will just simply be a slave and then you will die as if you never were. Maybe they'll put a statue up that could be torn down. Now, that should never have happened in this country or any country. It should be the wheat and the tares grow together. Not everybody goes to college and everyone wants to get into a fraternity or sorority, and everyone that wants to get into a fraternity or sorority has to take the oath to Lucifer to get in there. That should never have been. It should never have gotten to that point. Most other countries are not at that point. Why this one? Yes. So you see, the keys of America are steeped in Lucifer and in blood and in selling souls and Babylon and Satan. So it doesn't surprise me that in China right now, we have, you know, business wide open, all movie theaters, you know, masks are optional, and it's kind of like faded into the past. You know, they did their thing with it. The whole point was the communist overthrow of the United States, because the United States is ripe to be overthrown. Planned, you know, quarterbacked and planned by people at the UN, the WHO, you know, Gates being one of the big honchos, Klaus Schwab, Xi Jinping, you know, the usual suspects that everyone's afraid to even confront, right? Because of, you know, because they're still playing the game. So I pretty much, you know, talking to Frankie yesterday. Maybe we'll just, I wonder if I could call him at this hour. Well, maybe, because he had a take on it that was very interesting. And his take was basically that, number one, we deserve it. You know, what we're getting right now, we deserve totally. We deserve to have our asses kicked. We're sitting over here dining and gorging ourselves on, you know, filet mignon steaks and caviar and whatnot. And our DU is killing, you know, millions of Iraqi children, and nobody bats an eye. And this is all based on a false war of the Bushes and Colin Powell and those can Dick Cheney and those kind of neocon guys. They're just killing people right and left. We're all living off the spoils of that. Did anyone ever repent over that? I think we got 9/11 as a little bit of a reminder that you better repent or you're not going to be here. I'm actually surprised we're still here. As many things as we've done wrong collectively. So anyway, you can expect a lot more of this. The communists will, you know, and that's, if you want to identify exactly what you're going through a communist overthrow of the United States, but that overthrow already occurred some a decade or two decades ago behind the scenes by, you know, getting the mayors, like I said, the governors, the mayor, you know, by buying them. The Chi-Coms bought all these people and have their loyalty and their fealty. Okay, so that happened. Now it's the overt takeover because we're getting ready for the replacement of people. The forced inoculation, of course, will be mainly, you know, it's you're not really seeing that in China. People have their phones as identification. These airlines, being draconian as can be, are now saying until you have your COVID pass, i.e. your scannable vaccine that you have get every year, with the mRNA, which is basically a bioweapon, and you know, and then of course the upgrades, you know, lab rats, all not in the Lamb's Book of Life. Obviously not human anymore. No point even go there. No point even discuss that. That's like a no-brainer, right? If you're not human, it doesn't matter anymore. None of this matters. Whether you eat, whether you don't eat, whether your children do something or they don't, it doesn't matter. It's over. Game over. So what they're waiting to do is just take the garbage out. You. Me, if I were to go along with their hybridization program, their post-human, transhuman plans. I find it funny that everybody at Fox News is going to take the vaccine. I knew they were going to go down fast. I didn't know they were going to go that fast. Goodbye. So we get into the subject matter of the mRNA. Now, mRNA technology has been in the immunotherapy in the cancer space. Some of you may know about that for the last decade or so. And as such, because it provokes an immune system response, right? In addition to creating the antibodies from a protein that it produces as it enters the cell, it produces an immunoresponse, hopefully, to the cancer. Some people are have immune diseases, right? The mRNA can give people immune diseases, okay? That where your immune system goes into overdrive, attacking you, you know, attacking itself. And it may work in a way to help a cancer patient, but if you develop a autoimmune disease from the vaccine, then you have a whole bunch of diseases you have to deal with, and there's a lot of illnesses that go with autoimmune, and that's where your immune system is working in overdrive to attack basically you. And then you have to push that immune system down to stop it from attacking you. But when your immune system is down, what happens, folks? When your immune system is down from taking the immunosuppressors or whatever, you become susceptible to diseases because your immune system is down. Like, you could take steroids and it will knock out your autoimmune condition for a while, but it will also take your immune system down with it. If you take it down enough, you're open to things like cancer. I mean, you have a lot of problems. Many people have autoimmune from just being in this society. It's toxic. So autoimmune should never ever be. It is a kind of a cancer of the immune system. It shouldn't be, but it is in this society. Brought about by these people that run you, that you love and bow down to every day, and they go on talk shows and they bow down and worship Bill Gates and all that. Well, if there's the guy that gave you your autoimmune, and I guess you're going to go ahead and bow down and kiss his feet. Oh, well, I'm not watching anymore. I pretty much give it up. I realize that man is no damn good and is going to just go down the path of easiest resistance, and basically he's going to go to the devil, and that's going to be the end of it. So I'm just like, you know, bored watching it. So the mRNA has been used in bioweapons and, you know, biowarfare, because it creates all kinds of problems, including... We've seen now some people that have gotten numb faces and, you know, gotten paralyzed faces from it and not recovered and died, and other people are having problems. But the strategy now is to take the thousands that die from the mRNA, from the vaccine, and just sweep them off to the side and suppress the news so people are not bothered by it. You know, they can do that. They can hide hundreds of thousands of people dying from the vaccines and no one would bat an eye. You know, because the news media kind of dictates what the reality is. So that's another plan of it. The other thing is that the mRNA produces its most of its like deleterious effects after a few years, like 5 or 6 years in. So that when the diseases come then, no one's going to say, oh, it was that vaccine 6 years ago. No one's going to say that. But a lot of diseases happen just like that. Things happen when you're a child, and then you get an illness later from it. You know, that's a common thing. So we have Moderna, which Moderna, the name stands for mRNA, right? Moderna, RNA, Moderna, RNA, mRNA, right? It's very interesting. AstraZeneca, which is coming, it actually has its roots in the Soviet Union and bioweapons program. You have Pfizer, of course. It's basically Adolf Hitler. Anyway, you got all these companies, and we had, you know, Warp Speed, and we're going to talk about, you know, the president's role and all that pretty soon. We've all been, you know, pretty, well, for about the last year when I saw, you know, how he closed the economy. He bowed down to Fauci and things like that. He wanted Warp Speed because he thought that would hurry up and get things back to normal to save the economy that the president believed he built. And he kind of played into their hands, and, you know, I believe they lied to him, and he was trying to push the therapeutics first and the vaccine second, trying to get out ahead of it. And as you can see, it with the election and being rolled in the election, of course, he wasn't prepared to be rolled in the election. He thought he was going to win by a landslide, and of course he should have, but now you see all this stuff exposed. Well, it was all supposed to be him getting out in front and then pushing the therapeutics over the vaccines, or realizing the vaccines were, you know, I don't think he realized anything about the mRNA and what that means and its roots in biological warfare and, you know, all of that. And also, people are saying, well, this one will be a placebo. It'll be different from Gate. You know, it won't be the Gates thing of the, you know, the 666 ID, which is, you know, banking, you know, the what will be in, it will be introduced to the body through a hydrogel tape, you tape it on the hand, and then the hydrogel goes in, and there are microneedles in the hydrogel that then introduce the 23 nanobots into the system, and the mRNA that way is a delivery system through a tattoo in the forehead or in the hand, which it says in the book of Revelation. And that's kind of the next generation, because you have to get these shots all the time. In fact, I think the one today, the vaccine today, is you get two shots, if I'm not mistaken, almost 3 weeks separate from each other. Is that correct, Trish? You know that? There are two shots involved with this vaccine now. There's one now, and then you get one 3 weeks from now, I believe, to make a full, you know, to have the full vaccine, which will be required for airplane travel. All workplaces will require it. So they're, and, you know, it's the kill shot. The whole point is to kill humanity. It's the kill shot. Right, make it so you can't work, can't do anything, can't eat, can't, you know, and then boom. And then basically once you've got that, then of course the separation from God is complete, because it alters your DNA, so you're no longer a human, you're a hybrid human. And so that, then you fall under the Genesis 6 curse of the fallen angels. Best start looking for counterfeit ways of, you know, I don't know how you counterfeit it, because what they want to do is they want to run a smartphone over your wrist to tell that you've had it. And they're apparently they're starting off playing hardball. They're just saying you will take it, or you will not fly on a plane. You will not see, you know, go home for Thanksgiving again. You know, you unless you can get a private plane, you're, you see, the whole goal from, you know, if you've been listening to the Zeff Report for any length of time, we always come back to this axiomatic truth, which is the whole point of Satan is to destroy humanity. That's the whole goal of the fallen ones, the fallen angels, is to destroy that which God made in his image, which is man. And they feel like this kill shot, this mRNA digital vaccine, the synthetic vaccine, which is actually has plastic in it, would be the kill shot, because it would be the thing that would, you know, create that discrepancy between, you know, the Lamb's Book of Life, i.e., you know, DNA, and false DNA, i.e., no longer human. That was the reason they did the GMO foods. Remember, the Bill Gates was a big investor in that, and non-meat. You know how that became a big fad, having that no meat meat. Well, one of the big mandates of the UN to the world is to make man into a vegetarian. To, you know, the vaccines are only the first part of it. Taking away private property and your cars and your houses and all that's the next part of it. Taking your children and taking them, being, you know, raising them separate from you, even having them in a test tube, that kind of thing. That's the next part of it. You know, the dehumanization is, you know, the next part of it. And then, of course, remaking you into some, not only disconnecting you from God, i.e. Lamb's Book of Life, but the other part would be to make you into something useful for them, whether it be harvesting your organs, DNA, or making you a certain thing that can be cloned, and or just cloning you. You know, euthanization will be very important because people over a certain age. I understand that age is really going to be around 50, not even 75, but 50, where they will be offering to euthanize people. Start with people that have terminal illnesses and things like that. And then those centers will just be available for anyone that, if you know, you feel like you want to give up, you're tired of it, blah, blah, blah. They hit you with the AI programming. You're no good. You're no good. You're no good. Go to the euthanization center. Okay, I'm ready for the experience. Well, we're going to show you a great movie. You're going to have some great champagne. You're going to have all the little things that you'd like to have around you. And then you're going to float off into, you know, Never Never Land, where the adventure continues. You won't die. You're going to continue on into the beautiful eternal life. And we'll be sending people off more and more. And we've always had dystopian movies like The Giver and other movies like that that show that at a certain age, people are ready to graduate and they go on a journey together. But what they're really doing is they're euthanizing them, right? So that's all kind of, you know, a part of it. In other words, man does not fare well in the future plans of these few people that nobody can seem to lay a hand on. And, you know, they are intending on remaking themselves biologically and bionically and then going off into the portals, the stars, masters of the universe, all that. Humanity will be left behind to rot and die or whatever, and you know, to clean up the planet, they will rid it of humanity because humans are the pollution of the planet in their mind. And they'll get rid of the humans, and then they'll have this nice little planet, you know, so they could deal with the Intergalactic Federation, which apparently, and these are not my words, this is just, you know, actually in mainstream news, which is kind of horrifying, but that the Intergalactic Federation, Trump seems to know about them, according to Israeli sources. And he wants to break the deal that Eisenhower made out at Edwards Air Force Base, which wasn't called Edwards then, it was called something else. But that was out in Mojave, the Mojave Desert. It's funny how this stuff comes full circle. You can't ever have all this without the aliens involved, you know. And they're back. Mike Horsey wanted me to tell him what I thought they'd be, because he thinks I got this, maybe I'm tuned into him or this sort of guest. I just say they're back, they're here. There's all kinds of things going on in the sky right now, all kinds of Star Wars stuff. And it's insane. You know, the real war is going to be with the aliens and the humans. It'll be politicized the same way the masks are, the same way everything is. It'll be the humans that side up with the aliens, just like the series V on TV. That's very accurate. That the humans that will side up with the aliens and tell everybody to conform and do what you're told, and you'll be all right. They'll take you in their ships away, and you'll have a beautiful future. They really care about you. And the humans that are the resistors, just like we've seen in so many sci-fi movies and so many, you know, this reality is here. And yes, it will be politicized just like that. The resistors who are not going to take the vaccine, they're not going to go with the aliens. They're going to keep Jesus Christ front and center, right? And they're going to become this like roving band of, you know, and then the Nazis. Right, the Nazis got all their uniforms and their structure and everything from the aliens, from the, you know, the Intergalactic Federation, if you like, the grays, the different species of you know, hybrids, the robots, the whole weird folklore of it all. And that's where they got their idea for their uniforms, their architecture, because they're communicating with these beings. They also had UFOs back then, the Nazis did, because they were getting N rockets and all kinds of technology coming through that portal and those portals, because they were all into the occult. And it's the same people that today, the Bill Gateses and all that, the Klaus, the German contingent, and who are also leading the Chinese and everybody else into the same advanced technology. But it's the same thing Adolf Hitler did. It's the same path of creating the super race, which would be basically hybrids that would be superior to man, the old giants of old, right? The giants of old, the giant genetically manipulated, genetically modified super beings. Yeah, it's so funny how everything old comes back around new again. And then, you know, Frankie pointed out something to me yesterday. I really thought this was quite prescient and amazing. When he said, if you want to think about the, Frank, I'm giving you credit here. I mean, I don't want to steal your thunder, but I mean, he did say that, you know, Biden had suffered a damaging head wound and they took half his head off. I don't know if you realize this, but they actually took the top of his head off, just like Hannibal Lecter and, you know, the Red Dragon version of Silence of the Lambs, you know, the next one, the Red Dragon with Anthony Hopkins. And he took Ray Liotta's head off, and then he was like cooking parts of his brain and feeding it to Ray to eat. And that was really gross. Well, they took that, they took the crown off. It's called the crown. They saw the crown off. And they did some brain surgery. He had definitely a fatal wound there. And he actually recovered from it. And that, you know, sewed it back on and bone grew back together. And he actually got hair because he was bald at one point. Of course, then there was hair again. But he had suffered a head wound and then survived. And this may be why you're seeing Biden in there. No matter what anyone does, it seems like Biden. They chose Biden. He can't even talk anymore, but they know he survived that head wound. So they're going to put him in there, you know, because they have to fulfill the prophecy, you see. What you don't realize is that the other side is totally diligent in fulfilling these prophecies, whether it be the seals, the four horsemen, the vials and of wrath and bowls, judgments of God and the amount of people that die, and they're completely locked in to the Book of Revelation. I mean, completely locked in to making it happen exactly. The Pope is, you can see the Pope is completely right there in the total Antichrist. He goes, if you don't take the vaccine, you go to hell. So let's break that down. He actually said that. That might have been Babylon. And some of this stuff I think is Babylon B. Some of this stuff I think is a parody. And it turns out not to be. You can't even believe it. But the guy is quoted as saying, I think I read it, one of these, magazines, Epoch Times, or I don't really look at ABC, NBC, CNN, any of that anymore, except for maybe the AP and Reuters, because of the spin they put on things. I don't like it. Like the YouTube, I don't go there anymore. Not just because they banned me, but because they're banning... I mean, this is really ridiculous. Anyone who brings up voter fraud is being banned off YouTube. I mean, they'll ban your what you put up there, and if you do it enough, you know, like me, they said, you know, basically all your material, everything that I'd published on there, 1,600 things, it was all bad. It all had to go. I said, well, what exactly? You know, I see, and it really, even really the bottom line, honestly, is because anything Christian or that has a Christian bent to it, not even has anything to do with being, you know, liberal, conservative, or anything like that, but with a Christian, is considered to be hate speech by Google. And that's the reason. So, like the first few things, they banned dozens and dozens. They would just delete dozens and dozens and dozens of vids, you know, to the point where It was untenable. And, you know, they would, like one was called the Adrenochrome Follies, the only one that I remember that, okay, the reason for everything being banned, they have a number of reasons. I only got one reason for everything. It's called hate speech and cyberbullying. Anything Jesus is cyberbullying and hate speech. Because you're making, you know, transgender people feel uncomfortable if you talk about Jesus. Something to that effect. That even if you are so benign that you're just there with a healing ministry and you're not talking about world events or anything, they consider it to be. And I'm like, I've always been a God guy. I mean, I've always had my faith. I mean, I've never been, there's never been a problem. I've never had any problem with my gay friends and other people. A lot of them are totally into the Lord too. So I don't see what the, what their thing is. But then when you look at the bigger picture of the bigger battle here, the bigger point of Earth, and the biblical revelations in the book of Revelation, especially in like the 18th chapter, and as we start getting into the kind of nitty-gritty, then you understand that the whole thing is the spiritual battle laid out in the Bible. In other words, all the events that you see are going to, in the end, line up with Scripture. They will make sure that they stay with that, even though woke cultures banished it for being patriarchal and, you know, homophobic and xenophobic and all that stuff. And they've done all that. They, the honchos, are totally keen on it. They know it's the architecture of what we've laid out here, what reality is, folks, is 100% accurate. Maybe it's 98. Leave a little room for human error, okay? But basically, it's 100% accurate. In other words, even if I don't believe like they do, they believe what they do about Satan, about Lucifer, about those beings, about the fallen angels, about the Watchers. And it goes into all this stuff with the UFOs as well, but that's all. We can explain all that away, too. We'll just say they're fallen angels versus, you know, demons and fallen angels and all that. You can look at it that way, or if you like, you could look at the fact they have ships and technology and bodies and they walk around and they're really real. The aliens are real. They're in, you know, they can make an appearance and walk around in your room. They can walk up on your ceiling. They can float upside down. They can walk through walls. People aren't ready for that. But it's here. And so it's coming. They say there's a time where the bottomless pit will be opened. And these things are going to be running all over the place. And so humanity is not really ready. You have to have a rock-solid faith to get through that kind of thing. Now, I don't know exactly if they're going to push the 3.5-year like tribulation before the 2025, you know, thing, or they're going to have population reduction the next 3 years, where they're planning on getting rid of, say, you know, about like 5 billion people. I'm not exactly sure what, you know, they just seem very desperate to me right now. I'm not sure on the timing of the Bible. I'm not here to tell you any of that stuff because I just believe we're supposed to keep our eyes on the Lord and not on timings. And lest any of us be false. But I just like keep my, you know, my life's pretty simple. I just kind of keep my eyes on the Lord, and it's not really based on any kind of contest with Satan or anything. I certainly don't, may not see the ideology of Satan being that Satan is a created, limited being, and so I'm unlimited. I'm eternal, and I'm unlimited. I always have been. So I identify with what I am. I wouldn't identify with something that's limited or a limitation. You know, I am also the light. If the light is taken from me to be reflective light by Lucifer, the light bringer, you know, who is also a being of light, I am also a being of light. I am the original source because I'm a child of the Most High, that connection. I acknowledge that through Jesus, who makes it possible for me to actually be what I already was before I got here. So everything just kind of, there really isn't any choice for me. I mean, they say, well, you have free will choice. you could choose the dark side if you want. It's like, well, wait, is there a choice? It's kind of a default thing. I don't think there's a choice for any of us, really. We kind of go where we are, you know, where we are welcome, where we have family, where we can speak and the other person can actually hear what we say. And we tend to make bonds with people like that and have families. And the other side has that too. And they have their, you know, short-term goals to control the earth, to control the, you know, to get rid of people they don't like, to be authoritarian dictators, whatever, you know. But you can see the vibe between the two different species, right? Between the wheat and the tares. The wheat and the tares are literally two different species. Literally two different species. Agreed? Okay, so that God's trying to tell us something there. You just try to get some people just, I don't care how long they know each other, there's never going to be any connection. It's not that there's an argument, there's no connection. The people here, the earth dwellers, they cannot understand what you say and what you think about. They don't understand. They don't. They think you're mentally ill, you need help. But if you look at them, you go, well, they're mentally ill, they need help. Never the twain shall meet. They're different species. We used to get along through politics, you know, and one side would represent one and one would be the other. One would want lawlessness and, communist liberalism and all that, you know, libertine and go totally for the, you know, the debauched way is the only way. And they don't understand that we've all been through all that. We've all seen the limitation of all that. We all see that that doesn't feed the soul or the heart or the mind, that in the end, all that does is degrade and eliminate. And so because of that, we go, okay, the flesh profits nothing. They would say, no, the flesh profits everything. Look how beautiful. Look, let's celebrate man. Let's worship man. Or let's worship the state and have statism. And we are like, well, we worship the Most High God, and God gives us, you know, it's just a whole different thing. It's not even, these people are not even in each other's universes. They're not, they wouldn't have natural antipathy because they would never be connected to have antipathy. You have to be connected to have antipathy. So there isn't even the common DNA thread. There's a difference, obviously, but no one's talked about it or proven it, but there's some kind of difference that is physical. Well, regardless of that, I think a lot of people, rather than have all the trouble, and look at all the trouble that the earth dwellers are going to bring, I think they would rather just leave. You know, I certainly can relate to that. I don't need to, you know, be here for that. I don't need to have it proven to me what they'll do if they get the chance. You know, these are also referred to in the Bible as the destroyers of the earth. And the destroyers of the earth, the Bible says that God will destroy them ultimately. But I know what they'll do if they get a chance. They'll take out 2/3 of humanity or more, up to like almost 90%. And they will destroy the fish in the ocean. They already have. And the animals they'll do total scorched earth if they have the chance. They've always been reined in. Well, once you get them full open rein, they will do what they're basically programmed by their DNA to do, which is to destroy. Oh, they think they're building a utopia, but you know the utopia just never seems to come. To build an Atlantis that they keep fantasizing about. Takes builders, takes people that are building, the people that would honor the creator to build anything. Some of these past civilizations are way older than Atlantis, and they've come and gone, you know, just like this one's coming and going. And they start off with a reverence for a creator. However it takes form in religion or, you know, the pronouns or however it manifests. But they start with that. And then they build. Then they become decadent, okay, over time. And they turn to false gods, you know, to gods who will give them things. You know, it's funny, they own everything, but now they want to give up their rights and their things and then have it doled out to them by demons who make them feel like, oh, I'm rich, when they owned everything in the first place anyway. You see, it's like with the Govindas thing about the sandbox. It's pretty incredible. But anyway, they go that way. They have to ramp up the sacrifices. Now, the thing about human sacrifice is it never has stopped. That side needs the sacrifices to keep going. So they try to hide it in terms of like war and abortions and other things. Certainly diseases and COVID and anything like that that gets the job done. You may notice that side of things looks on this whole thing like lockdowns are very, they're giddy about them. It forms an orthodoxy because as they watch the businesses die, they get, a hard on. I'm sorry to say, but that's exactly what happens. That gets them excited, the idea of businesses dying and all the little people groveling and, having to be on government assistance and having to be, made into slaves and having to be forced vaccinated and all that. It's complete orgasmic. It's an orgasmic, euphoric glee all day long, every day. The other thing you might have noticed is that they don't get, they don't come down with the corona. It's because they take the, they already have the antidote. They don't succumb to it, and they don't test positive or anything like that because a lot of times they don't take the test. Or the test is altered. In other words, if I don't go 35 cycles, if I have less than 35 cycles, there's a good chance that most of the testing I would do would come back negative. If I go above 35 cycles in my amplitude, Frankie would understand this. Then I would get back as many positives as I needed, just like the vote stuffing machines. I could make the test give me 10,000 positives and say, oh, we're overrun, and then send everyone to the hospital that tested positive, even though they're out of there the next day. Go, my hospitals are overrun. I got 10,000 new infections. And then take the entire death rate and call it all COVID. And then I've scared to death the people in my state, right? I've scared everybody to death. And that's how desperate they are. I keep thinking that the people are going to wake up and see through it. I know that here we have one gal, I told you, Lisa Martinez, who seems to be, and she's like from the Navajo Gallup, got like a Navajo thing going and Hispanic thing going. Very articulate. This one could be the president of the world. You just watch out. Just watch for what she's doing. I've not that I'm putting my faith in man or anything, but I mean, here's somebody that understands the whole deal. She understands why the governor is putting little old ladies out in the snow. Seriously, there are lines around Walmart still that she created, and ooh, they love them. And then they get all these quacks in there who's on the Department of Health in the state of New Mexico, and every one of them is lying. Everyone is lying about the PCR test. We know from Kerry, I forget his last name, the guy who invented the test, he was inventing it for HIV because he was a gay man and a doctor, and he was, he invented the test to test people for HIV. That was the whole point. And he was talking about the dangers of, they've debunked him all over the internet now. Oh, no, I was going around this, Kerry Mullins, is that his name? He's a very, very articulate man. He died in 2019 before this whole thing got going. But, he was saying you could get whatever result, depending on how you use the test, you can get any result you want. He just wanted it to be so he could really identify the HIV, and for that purpose, it works great. In terms of the COVID, it's not supposed to be looking for COVID, but you could make it look for COVID, and you could make it find COVID. Anyone that's ever had a cold has some COVID in them, so they could test positive. So all the false positives they started using to justify this governor, justify her lockdown. Now, she knows she's lying. She knows the New Mexican governor, what is it? Right, I need to be there at 7. Yeah. She knows that the tests are false positive because, like I say, you go 35 cycles or more, you get all positive. As many positive as you like. If you don't get the positive, then you go up to 35 or 45 or whatever you need to do to make sure they all line up positive so that you can then... What's that? Okay, the whole purpose of that is so that you can... get as many pauses as you need to justify the lockdown. The lockdown that Lujan Grisham did here is 100% false and all based on lies. The tests were lies because they were manipulated, just like the voting, manipulated. And she did it. And she's a criminal. And she needs to be in jail. And all of them do. The whole Department of Health in New Mexico needs to go to jail, along with whoever else has been in on this test and cheating. And she's doing it to destroy business, which she's destroyed about half of them. The Chinese figure that own her, she's owned by China, and she's a traitor. She is a Chinese agent. So these Chinese, so look, all these guys are Chinese agents, okay? Double agents, like Cuomo and all those guys. The point is to destroy their cities. Destroy the businesses. No private property. No private businesses. Corporate fascism instead. Chinese say 2 years and the USA will be no more. So now these guys have to hold the line for 2 more years. China's wide open. Go enjoy yourself. Go to Disneyland. Go to restaurants. Enjoy. Europe is soon to be wide open. Do whatever you want. USA, no. USA, no, because the deaths here are way, way more than anywhere else. Of course, that's all lies. It's all lies. COVID's a hoax. It's all a lie. This woman here has scared New Mexicans to death. And I can't go to her site anymore on Facebook because the people are so gullible. And, they're probably nice people. I just can't keep trying to knock them upside the head anymore, trying to wake them up. They're not going to wake up. Some people have in this state, down in Roswell, they've decided to ignore the governor's orders, and they're opened. Apparently, you wear masks and stuff, but it's like kind of like Texas and Roswell, New Mexico. I guess people can do things. Hopefully, they learn that the masks don't keep the virus out, and hopefully they end up learning... what I understand that the oligarchs want to do is keep the masks forever and the lockdowns forever, or at least until you're dead from the vaccines. Well, you don't have to die. You don't have to take it. But then, if I were you, and I would hear about a demonstration or something going on somewhere, I would definitely go. Get out and participate. Make your voice heard because. The only way to shuck the commies off, every time has been to go on the attack. I don't know how we would arrest her. She should be arrested here, the governor and the Department of Health and whoever her inner circle is. All those people are guilty as hell. And, just think what she's done to the people of New Mexico. I mean, just think of all the crime she's done. Think that none of it had to happen. None of it. And she did all of this. It's just sick. I don't know how many counts of... I mean, she'd probably have to be in jail for 2,000 years to work it all off. All the crimes she's committed. It's literally unbelievable. But she sold out to the Chi-Coms, and they bought her, and... She feels she's going to have a future here because she feels the Chinese will move in and run America, and she'll have a seat at the table. And that's why she did it. The motivation's easy. All these guys want a seat at the table. They want to stay elite. They want to be rich. And they've been promised all that by the Chinese. If they help the Chinese get power, then they're going to have a seat at the table. And it's being managed also by the UN, the Chinese, the WHO, all the various communist organizations, which are basically there to bring about the Luciferian one-world utopia. And most of them are, in your legislatures, and they're in your, they own California, they're running New Mexico, they're running New York. And so, it's very easy to see. And then the forced vaccination, right, using bioweapons as vaccines for the purpose of, for multiple purposes. But the main one ultimately would be the disconnect of God and man, right, to have people out of the Lamb's Book of Life. They take that very seriously. Now, as far as Trump's role in Operation Warp Speed, Warp Speed for the kill shot, and then, of course, there are some people. I heard a Russian biologist, who's worked with FEMA, he's brought up in Russia, worked for the USSR, and he was explaining how the vaccine's coming out now as a bioweapon, and it's being used as a kill shot so that the Communist Party can take over the world real quick, like all at once. And you and I'd be dead, all right? So, yeah, I guess that's what they're, can't fly in a plane, can't do this, can't work, can't do that. They're going to try to force. Now, the way to throw that off is for people to rebel, obviously. And so my suggestion to you would be, all right, if you don't like that, then, make your voice heard, join the demonstrations, and you get loud enough in the streets, it makes changes. Believe me. It does make a difference. At first I was telling you, I'm out of here, I don't care. I do care. I'm not going to let this stuff bum me out. It's, if people are not with us, if people are not wanting freedom, if they want to be enslaved and then made sick and then killed, that's their problem. I don't want to be in that category. I like life and I love people. I don't want to see people. That's why I don't go to Lujan Grisham's page anymore, because I don't want to get into arguments with my fellow New Mexicans. I'm sorry that they believe she's doing a great job, and I'm sorry that they believe that if they just stay the course and wear a mask and stay home, socially distance, and then hardly go out, but when they do, to be completely, to follow all the rules, they think that it's going to be back to normal at some point. That's, at some point they're going to be... I don't think they think they'll be without masks. I think they've all accepted that masks are forever. But, it'll be somewhat normal, for the exception of that. And the only way I hope Trump has learned. Let's get over to Trump, because everyone's criticizing it. They're finding it harder to criticize Trump, usually in a state like this or California. They're going on and on about Trumpsters and Trump this and Trump dumpsters and how awful the orange man, and they go on and on and on and on about how awful everything is, just terrible. And it seems like now that there's this specter of Biden coming in, and Trump has had a bunch of defeats with the courts, and as this worm turns and they realize they're going to be, it's Biden now. Trump's not really even on the stage. He's not really out in the public eye right now. He's, for all intents and purposes, he's gone. But I know he's very busy. No, let me finish my sentences here, Trish. Obviously, she doesn't want it to be what it is, but he pushed the warp speed, which is the mRNA, and that's pretty darn bad. 5G, pretty darn bad. Locking down the whole economy, letting the Chi-Coms take over. He basically handed the keys to the Chi-Coms and sat back like a naughty little boy. But the one thing that he didn't do, which a lot of people are out there accusing him of doing, he didn't do it on purpose. He didn't do it with malice of intent. He didn't do it thinking, knowing everything, and I can't wait to really stick him with the vaccine. No, he got rolled. I know it's hard to believe that somebody like that could be naive. It's hard to believe that somebody that's in that position could be that naive, but I think everybody was that naive. I don't think anyone really believed that most of the United States had gone over to the communist China side. I don't think most people knew that. I don't think most people knew about the mRNA vaccines. They just hear vaccine, cure, let's get it going so we can get back to work. I don't think most people knew any of the stuff that's going on. And I don't think he did. I think his people were lying to him. The other thing is he's pushing the therapeutics. I think he wanted them to be out front. And so you'd have a choice between the vaccine and the therapeutics. That's what he pushed. If you're being intellectually honest, you'll say that. But it didn't work out, did it? They're going to try to... Yeah, I understand what happened. And without another term. And then I think he thought he'd get reelected, so in that next term, he would straighten out. That's what I believe he was doing. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying... I mean, it's totally evil where it wound up right now. Where he got rolled once. He got rolled twice. And then in the election, he got rolled a third time! He's still trying to play catch-up. Because he just doesn't seem to understand the way these people work. Or if he does, he's just not savvy enough. And all the Q people are saying, oh, he's really savvy. He's planned for all this. He's playing four-way chess. He's got a plan to really get these people now. And I, you know, that he's got Gina Haspel down in Gitmo. She's down in Gitmo. Everybody's got Biden with that leg thing, and they're all under arrest right now. Or going to be arrested very soon. And, Biden's not wearing anything on his, you know, foot. The bottom line is, you know, he hasn't made a move. I asked him to make a move back in 2018 when they cheated on the midterms. I said, sir, if you don't make a move now, you're going to get your ass kicked in 2020. He got kicked not once, not twice, but three times he got rolled this year. Three times! Most people never survive one. Only thing that didn't happen is an assassination attempt. Well, why should they? You know, why should they bother with the goose that's laying the golden egg? They were using him to bring in all this shit they wanted to do. So, I do believe we got, you know, if it was Hillary, we would have had a nuclear thing going with Russia. Most of my friends would be in concentration camps. So, I mean, at least you got some more, a little more time, right? But now it's like reality is back. I don't know what Trump's going to do. I hope he, you know, if this is the, you know, if it comes out to be what, I know Frankie was telling me that he edited the show. He's putting my show up on WWCR, so those of you who are there, hello, WWCR, hello, shortwave audience. He edited it together so that you had, I didn't announce it just once, but twice. He said, because he watches all, he monitors lots of the radio and, you know, everything. He said, you're the only one, Zeph, that said Biden would win. You're the only one. I said, it's not over yet. I could be wrong. And I hope I am wrong because I can't stand this. But the guy did have a head wound.
And I hope you are wrong.
Did the but Frankie, did the whole world marvel at the head wound and the recovery of Biden? No, they did not. So yeah. So it's hard to line it up, but. You know, I just say, look, I just say what I'm led to say and you know, let the chips fall where they may. If there could be a court case to address the cheating, there's been so much cheating in this last election that I think you'd have to be a complete blithering fool, an absolute idiot to not see it. But I think the other side knows it, knows it's been in our face. But it's going ahead and blocking it, going with the mind control to convince people, even though they saw it, they didn't see it. And then basically they go, oh, I'm brainwashed now. You're right, I didn't see it. So that's, I wish Trump would just move on, that orange bloated, you know, bastard. I wish he'd just move on, get the hell out of here. This is our country. No room for racists like that. No room for people that help the black community. I mean, racist. No room for people that, you know, help, you know, help people out with wages or help the working man who hates workers. No, the Communist Party doesn't want workers unless the jobs are offered through the government. And that's the system coming here to give relief to all the people that lost their businesses. The government is going to offer them a hand up, you know, a way to go. And they say, well, I just want to start a business again. No, we need to crush you more. We need to crush you so you don't have anything. You know, the government will tell you where to work. The government will pay you to stay home. So, you're seeing a good old-fashioned commie takeover. That's what you're seeing. And look how many cities and states they got. Trump was saying this will never be a socialist nation. It already is. He got to the party late. They were just ready to take it with Hillary, just ready to solidify the whole thing and go over with it. And now they're ready to go over with it again. And the Google are criminal. They want to suppress the truth because they don't want people to think that it was an illegitimate election. So they want to start with the mind control and the brainwashing to make sure that you think Biden is some kind of a legitimate president when he's simply a puppet put in there for the benefit of the Chinese to fool the American people on the yen and have it slowly merge into this, you know, super state. Can you see that? Well, I'm not going to, you know, put that much, you know, more energy into geopolitics. I've got things to do, and I've got, you know, I'm kind of addressing some of this stuff through fiction and through, you know, through projects and through other things. I do feel like I need to write a dialogue of an interrogation, and I'd like to call it The Interrogation. That I like through the interrogation people. You know, I'm amazed at how many people don't know what's going on, including I thought Trump knew more than he knew, and apparently he doesn't know more than you know, the people. They say he's like Superman. There's the Q people that say he knows everything. And then there's the anti-Trumper who says he knows everything. He's the one that's actually the mastermind planning it all. And I think both assessments are wrong. I think the actual truth is he was surprised when he got rolled with COVID. After he locked down the economy, he realized he made a mistake, but he couldn't get it back. And I think he thought that he'd win the election, so he did warp speed, thinking that he would push the therapeutics out front. You know, I know it's a very dangerous game, and I know a lot of people end up, you know, maybe end up getting killed. I don't know exactly, are all these vaccines deadly from all the manufacturers? Pfizer's a little more deadly than the others. Is AstraZeneca's a little more, a little less? AstraZeneca apparently has got 3 genetic triggers in it or something that can they can really mess with you down the road. But I mean, I don't understand, but I know this, that these mRNA vaccines are in the that are given by a shot. In the arm, right? In the arm, shot. Are a prelude, I think, to other digital ID vaccines and technologies that will then make you a readable, you know, a transceiver, a hybrid transceiver that can will be under authoritarian control. I'll say what George Orwell said. Stay human, folks. Pray. Love. Eat. Get together with people. You know, get make sure you let your loved ones know you love them. You know, keep these human things going, Very important. Be grateful for what you've got. Don't let this bum you. Listen, we've been in more danger in my life than we are right now. The difference is we're seeing it all right here up front and personal. But it's always been hidden, but it was always ready to get us. God has seen us through. We're going to have to rely on him to get us through this too. Well, it horrifies me with my neighbors. You know, voluntarily destroying their livelihoods. It's hard. We've proven our case with the PCR tests. We proved our case with the 99.7% chance of survival. You know, those are the CDC's words. We've proven our case with the therapeutics, and especially the hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, which Stella Emanuel had cured about 350 patients. One died, but it was from other things. And even though that family's suing her and all that, 350,000, including people in their 70s and 80s, recovered with hydroxy. Yes, we know the elites have the hydroxychloroquine. We know they have that. That was handed out to them. Because it's well known, years and years ago, it was well known that the hydroxychloroquine, along with the azithromycin and zinc, would be the actual, you know, would be the antidote. So they were all told about the antidote ahead of time. So they pretend to be locked down. They pretend to, you know, be struggling with everybody else, but they have their protection. And they have their you know, remember when Trump took the therapeutics of Regeneron? He said, "Boy, that Regeneron made me feel like a new man," he said. Well, now you can't find it. It's a banned Regeneron. Not banned completely. It's legal. But, I mean, it's like out of favor because it helped the president. That's how psycho this all is. So if he doesn't say anything, it's fine. You know, the hydroxychloroquine, you Google, you try to look at any of these things, you cannot find it anymore. It's been excoriated as the worst thing. It's worse than a placebo. It doesn't help. It doesn't do anything. If you get sick, you're going to die. It's just terrible. So then I know from that if I've got a stash of, which I do, I even have quinine sulfate. If I have a stash of that, not that I've not needed it, but if I do need, you know, that will keep me alive. Quinine sulfate is what that's what they make hydroxychloroquine from, that, and that's 100% legal. You know, it's a chemical compound used in chemistry. You know, when you're doing chemistry experiments, that you can have quinine sulfate. Yep, perfectly legal, and I don't recommend it. It's obviously not a drug, not something you should even ingest in your body. It's just, if I, you know, if I have a desperate moment, I suppose. You know, they also had another cure they talk about called ivermectin. That's gone. You can't find that. That's simply a horse dewormer, that, you know, ivermectin, and it blows out SARS-CoV-2 out of your lungs in about probably a couple of days maximum. Got to get that out of your lungs. That's not 100%. Hydroxychloroquine, you know, may not be 100%. And every once in a while, there's somebody it doesn't work with, and then they have to find something else. But the Regeneron looked like it had possibilities. The vaccines, I have no idea. They're not like vaccines where they put a little bit of the toxin in the vaccine, a little bit of the disease, COVID, in there, and then they inject it. It doesn't go into find its way into a cell. It's just in the body. And it causes antibodies to be made. So that's all I know. I mean, you know, I've advised people, you know, if you feel you can get by with the therapeutics, you know, I would. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick with the therapeutics. Right now I'm using Quercetin on Patrick. Patrick made a suggestion here. Of quercetin, or quercetin, I think it's quercetin, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, quercetin and zinc with vitamin C and vitamin D3. But, you know, it's a secondary, but I mean, it's quercetin zinc combo with vitamin C and D3. So that's like my main thing. And then I take, you know, fruits and vegetables supplement that's very powerful, you know, that's given me a lot of energy. And I'll take liposomal C, extra C, and I will take extra D3, and I will take extra zinc. And like I said, my multivitamin is a fruits and vegetable. They're capsules that are derived specifically from tons and tons of fruit, tons of vegetables. So it gives you that edge of just having eaten a bunch of fresh fruit and vegetables. So I've been, you know, hopefully keeping that immune system, you know, going. And because I completely believe there's like there's like this cold with an HIV delivery system that's infecting lots of people. Sure. I think it's very possible that you could feel under the weather suddenly, and then, you know, you've got it from somebody somewhere. You don't know how you got it, but then, you know, now you've got to treat it. I think most people will just recover. But we never did the lockdowns for the flu. Well, I'm not going to talk about this anymore. I'm going to talk about this one thing. The gratitude. Trish, can you stop this? I can't. Okay, time for a song. It's just beyond belief. It's beyond belief. Well, okay, so let's look at a couple of scriptures here. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. You know, another. Many plans are in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. Now that, for me, is really special, because the Lord's given me a pathway and has given me things to do. You know, and give me a pathway, a commercial pathway, and giving me this, pathway of expressing myself on a podcast, which is completely nonprofit and just for myself, and hopefully some of you will have a benefit. But you know, it's kind of been a pure thing for a lot of years, and we're still here. He will recompense the evil to my foes, destroy them in your faithfulness. So we work with God, you see. And when we pray, you know, I've learned that things don't come to pass unless we pray sometimes. It's like we work together. Well, through my faith and my faithfulness, my foes are destroyed. Well, the Chinese are my foes, folks. But through my faithfulness and being, you know, on target with the will of God, with the direction he wants me to go, you know what I mean? My foes are vanquished through my faithfulness. Foes I may not even know about are vanquished. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Book of Job. And of course, we'll wind up on my favorite. Isaiah 55:8. Burn this into your brain, please. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. God is not an extension of my thoughts or my hopes, dreams, whatever. He doesn't act like, you know, like whatever I'm fantasizing about or praying about, he's just going to go ahead and do it. He has his plan. I may have my plans. And when I align with him through faith, then plans come to be accomplished. But it may not be accomplished what I thought would be. It just depends on my faithfulness, how accurate I will be in my desires versus the accomplishment. Like, for example, I'm praying in God's will that would be done, and I'm getting the idea that I should go do this, that, or the other thing. I do those things through faithfulness, and then the plans that I was thinking, you know, really were plans of the Lord, and they will be done. But they certainly won't be done if I just live in my own mind and I just honor my own thoughts. Behold, God is exalted, and we do not know him. The number of his years is unsearchable. Amen. He's not a man, and he does not have the curse of being a human being upon the earth. It's amazing how many verses there are in Isaiah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Kind of goes with that other, you know, Isaiah 55, 8, and then you go on to 9, and I don't know why this thing here is broken up. Who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Everything is like that. God has his plan. We have ours. God has his plan. God does not have a plan of God versus the communists. It's not God versus the communists. It's not God. You know, the wheat and the tares grow together here, and the plans go back and forth of the wicked. And through our faithfulness in him and our faithfulness to be yielding to him, in other words, to be useful to him, then the Lord keeps enemies away. I don't know why that is, but he also keeps diseases away. For God has put it in their hearts to execute his purpose by having common purpose and by giving their kingdom to the beast until the words of God will be fulfilled. Book of Revelation 11:17. I think that kind of understands. Sometimes we're given over to evil, the beast system, the beast overthrow of the United States, whatever, for a time. But then God is always good to deliver. Will our faith be tested? Yes. Will our patience be tested? Yes. So I think those are the kinds of things we have to be kind of keeping in mind is not my way, Lord, but your way. Not my way of thinking about it, but your way. Oh, I'm worried and I'm fretting. Well, then you're doing it wrong, Zeph. You're doing it wrong, Zeph. You're worried and fretting, you're doing it wrong. You're joyous at the sunrise and the plants and the trees and the smiles on the kids' faces and all that, despite circumstances, now you're doing it right. You're starting to get it.
I like the word you gave me this morning.
The word I gave Trish this morning was this: no worries.
Amen.
Right? And that really is, you know, is it in a nutshell? There really aren't any worries. The worries are put there, and I realize that I guess we've had a lot of worries lately. But you know, people are wondering, well, what are you going to do now that you've, you know, it looks like game, ball, match, you guys lose, and it's like, no, they lose. If you're not going with the Most High God upon death, I know where I'm going. Do they? Bring about all this destruction? Doesn't seem like they do. Seems like they think this is it. And I'm going to see you next time. I got to go pick up some things and get going early this morning. What time is it now? It's, oh, yes, must go. And I will see you next time, whenever that is. Roving Reporter Zeph. Did I set your mind at ease about the mRNA? You weren't thinking that the mRNA was good for you, were you? I don't, you know, the people who have taken it, that everyone who's taken it has had side effects. But the not everyone who's taken it has died, obviously. People have taken it and they're going on with their lives. But the way to measure that is what happens 5 or 6 years from now. You know, they're not thinking really very clear. They're saying, you know, if you don't take the vaccine, there's something wrong with you. It doesn't do much to you. You're uncomfortable for a day, maybe. And then everything is fine again. I would just advise myself with something with a 99% chance of you know, recovery and all that. I, for me, it's a no-brainer to have therapeutics on hand if I need them, or get a doctor to treat me with therapeutics. It makes more sense to me. Especially when you get older, you know, they want to jab older people with the vaccine. And I think, yeah, a lot of these people, their immune systems can't take it. You know, they're old people and they're compromised. They got other, you know, underlying conditions, and yeah, you know, they may have a weakened immune system, and that just might make it, you know, tough. I'm not sure older people should have vaccine, but then again, I've avoided flu shots and things like that because I just didn't think it made that much difference. So maybe it would have, maybe it wouldn't have, but I didn't do it. We'll see you next time.
Leaving us in bliss. Feel it leaving.